This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, the patterns aligning. We watch as the prophets commanded for the unfolding of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom and the awakening of scattered Israel. The tremors are not merely political or economic. They are spiritual earthquakes, revealing the fault lines of a world steeped in rebellion. Reports from Gaza confirm what we already knew in our hearts, the deliberate targeting of a Palestinian family, a father, a mother, a child extinguished. The world offers justifications, sanitizes the bloodshed. We speak plainly. This is the fruit of a regime steeped in disobedience, a modern state built upon stolen land and sustained by the wickedness of nations. Deuteronomy 28 echoes in every fallen stone, every tear shed. This isn't self-defense. It's predation. A usurping power, the modern state of Israel, preying upon the rightful inheritors of the land, the scattered remnant of Israel, those promised return under covenant. Yahuwah sees, and he will not remain silent. This is judgment unfolding, a taste of what is to come for all who persecute his people. And the hand guiding this aggression, look to Edom. Consider the pronouncements coming from a figurehead of that ancient lineage, Donald Trump. He demands compliance from the Israeli government, withdraw from Lebanon, Syria, not for peace, but for repositioning. A calculated maneuver, a realignment of forces to better serve Edom's ongoing schemes. Simultaneously, the United States, that instrument of Edom's will, escalates aggression against Iran, cloaked in hypocrisy and fueled by a thirst for control. Yes, Yahu 34 speaks of Edom's crumbling foundations, and we see it manifested in these desperate attempts to manipulate the region, to control every nation, using the modern state of Israel as a key instrument. It is a counterfeit representation of Israel, a distortion of the covenant promises. The remnant must not be deceived. This is not about land, it is about dominance. And the provocations continue, escalating the risk of a regional inferno. Trump's pledges to end distant wars are empty promises as he serves as a pawn in Israel's expansionist schemes. The illegitimate construct, built on stolen land and sustained by American wealth, seeks to dominate, to silence any opposition. Iran, imperfect as it may be, challenges that dominance. And Israel, emboldened by Edom's support, will use any means necessary, even the blood of American soldiers, to eliminate that challenge. But understand this. This conflict is not about American interests. It's about securing Israel's unlawful claim, maintaining the power of Edom and its allies who have long sought to oppress Israel. The blood spilled will be a testament to wickedness, a sign of Yahuwah's impending judgment. The IDF's return to Bent Jebel after two decades of relative calm is no accident. They boast of decimating terror sites, of eliminating individuals. This is the language of empire, the rhetoric of occupation. It is a continuation of the ancient pattern, Edom's relentless aggression, fueled by a lust for land and dominance. They seek to secure borders through force, ignoring the covenant promises that belong to Israel, the true inheritors of the land. This escalation is not localized. It is a manifestation of the larger judgment unfolding across the earth. Yahuwah is shaking the nations, exposing wickedness. The IDF's actions, presented as strength, are a symptom of a deeper spiritual sickness. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the narratives of the mainstream media, the propaganda of the Zionist state. This is not a victory, but a descent into chaos and suffering. The destruction wrought upon Bent Jebel will not bring lasting peace, only more resentment and a renewal of the cycle of violence. And now, the sanctions. Washington announces further restrictions against those accused of supplying the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps with weaponry. A performance, a distraction. Edom's attempts to dam the inevitable are futile. Yahuwah's word reveals a time of tribulation, a testing of the nations, and the arming of Iran is a clear sign that this hour is upon us. The modern state of Israel applauds these sanctions, failing to understand they are participants in the same corrupt system, pawns in a game orchestrated by powers far older and more insidious. They believe they can secure their borders through alliances with Edom, but Yahuwah's covenant is with scattered Israel, not with a political construct. The IRGC is amassing power, yes, but to believe Edom's sanctions will curtail this is naive. They operate with support within Edom itself, those who benefit from the chaos, those who seek to profit from the coming conflict. Yahal 2 warns of the swarming locusts, a metaphor for the gathering armies. We see it unfolding before our eyes, a regional war brewing, fueled by ancient hatreds and orchestrated by powers that seek to control the destiny of nations. Zechariah 14 speaks of the nations gathering against Israel, not the modern state, but the covenant people. The watchman remains vigilant, discerning the signs and proclaiming the truth. Edom's power is waning, its foundations crumbling. Scattered Israel is awakening, recognizing the deception. The day of Yahuwah draws near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.